From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Transitioning from CB radio operator to amateur radio operator, the best of both worlds. G'day, I'm David, VK4 Delta November. Have you ever thought about getting your amateur radio licence? I'll explain the simple process of going from a citizen band CB radio operator to a licensed amateur radio operator in Australia. CB radio operators are some of the most passionate radio enthusiasts in our community. And just like amateur stations, CB operators enjoy the thrill of contacting distant stations and also making friends over the air. But CB is limited to only a couple of bands and very limited power output. Amateur radio opens up a whole new world of possibilities. Once you have your license, you're able to use a whole range of different bands and frequencies, everything from satellite communications to digital modes, which will connect you to repeaters from all over the world. If conditions on one band are not good, you can often change to another band, depending on the time of day and other conditions. To begin with, it's worth noting that while CB radio operators are not required to have a licence in Australia, amateur radio operators must obtain a licence from the Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, to operate their equipment legally. The first step towards obtaining your amateur radio licence is to acquire the necessary knowledge and skills. This can be done through self-study or by attending a course. Your local amateur radio club will offer courses and exam services, but you can also find a lot of resources online to help you through the process. Once you have the required knowledge, you can apply to sit for the ACMA's Foundation Licence Exam. This exam covers topics such as radio theory, operating procedures and regulations. It's a multiple choice exam and you need to score at least 70% to pass. You also need to sit the practical exam, which covers the basics of setting up a station and other basic skills. Note, for the practical, you'll need 100% mark to pass. Once again, it's easy enough to do if you're willing to put in the time and effort, and it's actually much easier than you would think. After passing the exams, you'll need to apply for your foundation license through the ACMA. The application process involves submitting the appropriate forms with a fee. And once your application has been processed and approved, you'll be issued with your own call sign, which you can use to identify yourself on the airwaves to stations from all over the world. With amateur call signs, you also have the option of applying for a unique call sign. And if it's available, it'll be assigned to you. It's worth noting that the foundation license is the first step in a series of license classes, each of which allows you to operate more powerful equipment and access more frequencies. As you gain experience and knowledge, you can progress through the classes, ultimately reaching the highest class, the advanced license. Getting an amateur radio license is one of the most rewarding things you can do as a hobby if you're interested in radio. It opens up so many amazing possibilities. I hope this information has been helpful to you. If you have any further questions or you'd like more detailed information, please contact your local amateur radio club. He'll be more than happy to help you with all the information you need to get your call sign and on the air on the amateur radio bands. Good luck, and 73 from VK4 Delta November.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Here it is almost mid-year, and have we got our calendar marked with all the events that are coming? If you're like me and many others, you will have noted some things that are on the agenda, and you really need a reminder of the others that have slipped the mind or whose dates haven't been well promoted. I remember when there was a monthly newsletter devoted to VK4 news and events, and it became an insert with Amateur Radio magazine. That was QTC. I remember when the National magazine provided dates of contests, the expeditions and field days, but as the costs have increased, the publication has been reduced to a bi-monthly publication. That, and along with having suitably enthusiastic contributors, means there seems to be less notice being given these days. How do we get this information? In my area, we have commercial and free newspapers, which are a valuable source of date, time and place advice. We have many bodies which make efforts to inform members and the public by posts and social media, and seemingly less via websites. Then if you sit and watch the TV news, there are both paid and unpaid promotions broadcast at least on a weekly basis. So in the world that is external to amateur radio, there are plenty of examples of getting the message out. So why aren't we just as effective? There's a certain mood in the world these days that seems to suggest that doing things is always for someone else. There is this invisible figure that lets us all down when things haven't happened as the bush lawyers propound. The trouble is that amongst our ranks of radio, electronics and communications enthusiasts, we have regular, ordinary people who just happen to enjoy this recreation when life doesn't too far intrude. The needs of living can overtake us, and life and health and ageing are all part of this great personal adventure. So realistically, it is not the mythical they that is not doing things for us, but as a group, a collective, we can contribute small pieces which, when put together, bring a fuller picture of the story for everyone to appreciate. We have available to us a weekly broadcast which goes out on various platforms and which is there to help promote and relate stories of amateur radio. The more clubs and individuals, QSL managers, contest managers and experimenters in the wide, wide field that is amateur radio come together and put the news out, the greater support we will garner. The more participation we can raise, the better. Who's up for it? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.